Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Barbara Starflower, and I'd like to welcome you into our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we share inspirations as well as tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. You are always encouraged to make the self-directed choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing wonders. And today, I will be sharing examples of wondrous and wonderful healings. That is to say, sharing instances, including documented case studies, of what many would consider to be incredible healings. And let's get right into it. With this first case, that of a nun who was wheelchair-bound and classified as fully disabled for nearly 30 years. And she had been taking morphine to control her pain. Then at age 79, she visited a shrine in Lourdes, France. And while there, she received a blessing. And after, she reported that she felt, in her words, a surge of well-being flow throughout her body. And again, in her words, it was a sense of relaxation and warmth. She was then inspired to take off her braces, and in that moment, she was able to walk away from her wheelchair, walk away from her braces, and her pain medications. And her case was brought to the attention of an international medical committee who extensively researched her condition and her recovery, and they concluded that her healing could not be scientifically explained. Now, if you're familiar with the Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in southern France, it is a pilgrimage destination for individuals that are seeking healings. And to date, there have been over 7,000 astounding healings that have been reported to the Medical Bureau at Lourdes. And this Medical Bureau is a group of physicians and scientists that was established to investigate the cases. And the Medical Bureau has officially sanctioned 70 cases as miraculous healings, meaning that a particular cure was near instantaneous, that it was effective throughout the remainder of the person's life, and in all other ways was scientifically unexplainable. Now, they also report that this does not mean that the approximately 6,900 other cures were not miraculous by other standards. And though their occurrence could be considered truly extraordinary, these cases simply could not be shown to be completely scientifically inexplicable, according to the Bureau. So, let's share another example, this one outside of Lourdes, that of a 17-year-old female who was in a car accident in an area where street repairs were taking place, and the impact of the accident threw her from the car. Of course, she was attended to and immediately rushed to a hospital, and the x-rays at the hospital showed a crushed left hip and pelvis. And according to the reports, loose bone fragments that were dangerously close to vital organs. But she also had severe burns from the accident, so the doctors weren't able to operate right away, so she was in the hospital, sedated and in traction. Then 6 days after the accident, it was reported that she began to move in the bed, you know, thrashing her arms and legs, opposing the traction, according to the witnesses. Then after a short period of time of movement, she fell asleep. Early the next morning, the young woman's doctor called for her family to come back into the hospital immediately. And the family was taken to meet a group of doctors and nurses and technicians who were studying 8 x-rays of the 17-year-old female. The first 7 x-rays showed a crushed, almost pulverized in some places, hip and pelvis. The 8th x-ray taken that morning showed a pelvis that was normal in every respect. And the hospital has the x-rays. The left hip bone, which had been shown on a series of x-rays to have been crushed, was now as well-formed as the right. And the doctors and nurses and technicians could only see some fine hairlines, those that might indicate that once, like many years ago, not a few days ago, the bone complex that was now solid had ever been injured. So in other words, it was like the x-ray showed a perfect healing had taken place years ago, although it happened overnight. And somehow the broken bones had been completely restored. And here's another documented case study. This of a 74-year-old woman who had been diagnosed with carcinoma, a form of skin cancer that covered her lower right leg. And given the spread of the tumors, the doctors decided that radiation would not have been effective, nor could the doctors, you know, dig the tumors from the skin. So they resolved that although amputation was probably the best option, at her age they felt she was unlikely to adapt well to a prosthetic limb, so they just decided to wait a little bit, consider the options, consult. Then, despite receiving no treatment at all, her doctors reported that the tumors began shrinking and shriveling, and they said, we watched for a period of months, and the tumors just, over time, disappeared. After 20 weeks, she was free of cancer, according to the reports. Her lead doctor officially stated there had been no doubt about her original diagnosis. But after 20 weeks, he found nothing in the biopsies or the scans. Somehow, she had healed. And this shows, once again, there's many cases like this. It is possible for the body to clear cancer naturally. And, again, there's many examples similar to this. Many people are clearing cancer from their systems. And it's no great surprise, really, given the wonders of our bodies. And I've talked about this before, both in episodes here as well as at conferences and classes, that if we have a health concern, perhaps it might help to remember that we have a powerful force that helps animate and organize our elements into incredibly sophisticated beings. And that power does not necessarily diminish as we age unless we block it or believe that its might and capability will automatically diminish somehow. So let's get into this wonderment just a bit. As I share once more just a basic illustration of our complex and multidimensional aspects, and that is, of course, we have a body that's physical, and we have thoughts and emotions that are non-physical. And to go a little further into the non-physical aspects, let's just get down to it. When we pass over, when we expire, in the moments after, our physical composition will be identical to when we are alive. Meaning in terms of our physical makeup, our physical components, we are identical when we are alive compared to the moments after we pass. Yet there is definitely a difference between being alive and not being alive, right? So while we're alive, there is some extraordinarily potent non-physical force that is powerful enough to keep our physical components, which are just elements off the periodic table, to keep these elements organized and functioning as an incredibly complex living being, meaning us. So physically, perhaps we don't think of it too much, but we are simply made of elements off the periodic table, including carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and a bunch of minerals like calcium, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, iron, sulfur, silica, several others. And although physically we're a compilation of elements off the periodic table, we are undoubtedly very sophisticated physically and beyond. We're remarkable, really. So there's some powerful force that assembles and structures and animates the elements within us, the carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen, and several minerals. And these elements are always shifting, by the way, as we live our lives. And still, this powerful force that is always present in our lives is able to combine and organize and enliven these elements in such a way to keep us functioning as us, as extraordinarily complex and magnificent beings. And I personally like to remind myself of this very powerful force when I'm dealing with some suboptimal functioning in the body, I like to remind myself that whatever force is powerful enough to keep my elements organized and functioning at such a composite and still multifaceted level, that force is conceivably powerful enough to heal whatever issues, minor by comparison, that I might be dealing with. And I find that very encouraging and very comforting. It gives me the confidence that I can overcome whatever I'm challenged with. So, as I have come across documented cases of wonderful and profound healings over the years, I've been delighted and heartened, but not always very surprised. I do believe in our power to heal beyond what perhaps we once thought. And these healings are happening more and more for so many people. We are evolving rapidly, and so many people are experiencing wonderful things as fantastic improvements in health, physical and beyond, as more and more delightful and beneficial synchronicities and blessings. I've experienced some lovely things myself. And as it relates to health, we can tune into our optimal health blueprint. We can connect with our highest well-being. And if you wish, when you have some quiet time to yourself, to feel into, to connect into your own optimal health blueprint and your own optimal life potential. Okay, let's get back to some documented cases of incredible healings. And so here's another one. This one reported at a hospital in the UK. The case of a woman who was found to have a tumor in her lower torso in the reproductive area and branching back to the exit point of the large intestine. But before doctors could operate, she conceived. So they had to hold off operating, and everything went well with the pregnancy. A healthy baby was delivered, only for the doctors to discover afterwards, when they went in to check, that the tumor had completely vanished during her pregnancy, completely. And many years later, no relapse. And I've got many cases here. I'll get through as many as I can. Here's another medically documented case. Perhaps some have heard the story of a 14-year-old boy. It was reported here in the States, who spent 15 minutes underwater in a frozen lake, and then after was considered dead for 30 minutes as doctors tried to revive him. And they tried all the protocols you might imagine, and were having no luck. His mom petitioned, "Holy God, please send your Holy Spirit to save my son." I'm looking at my notes to get that quote correct. And the doctors reportedly said, "We've got a pulse." And although the boy did have physical therapy to help him regain his ability to walk, incredibly, he showed no signs of long-term brain damage, something the doctors had said would have been impossible. And somewhat similar, the case of a 22-month-old who had been playing with his siblings outside his parents' home. He fell into a rushing creek, and that creek had 34-degree water, and he was found a quarter of a mile away by a neighbor. He was unconscious, and he did not have a pulse. And emergency personnel, of course, began performing CPR as soon as they arrived, and according to the official report, they continued CPR for 101 minutes while they transported him via ambulance and helicopter to a hospital. And upon arriving at the hospital, the toddler's body temperature was 77 degrees, well below the normal 98.6. And after doctors gradually warmed the boy over 24 hours, remarkably, he woke up without any signs of neurological damage. Just wonderful. Our bodies really are remarkable healers, and I'll share that just one of the aspects of my education that I really appreciated was the study of the elaborate and intricate and specialized workings of the body. It really is incredible how we work with such coordination and precision. And I think most who study the body in great detail would agree that we still only have a basic understanding of how detailed and complex our bodies really are. And although our physicality is wondrous beyond our overall awareness, our physicality is just one small part of who we are. And of course, we have our mental and emotional and spiritual aspects, and we have this powerful overriding force I mentioned earlier, this supportive force that organizes our elements, animates our elements, helps oversee our well-being. So, if this is the case, why do issues come up, or why is our healing sometimes stalled? Well, there could be many reasons, but one aspect to consider is whether we have a tendency to, not meaning to, sometimes resist that well-being that naturally can flow to us. That may sound ridiculous, and that is up to each of us, our own consideration, our own contemplation as we know ourselves best. I can just say for me, when I've done that in the past, it was, of course, not top of my mind to intentionally resist well-being. That would be ridiculous. That would be silly. But stress, distress can resist and restrict the flow of well-being, and I imagine that does not just apply to me. Perhaps that's a big factor for many people, and it's understandable given the challenges we face. And also, if we harbor feelings of unworthiness for some reason and feel on some level that we are not deserving of being well and of living in joy, that can certainly block a healing flow. So we are each, then, integral to our own accepting of the possibility of improvement and to accepting our worthiness of improvement, at least on some level of our being. And in these ways, we are each integral to our healing. And as always, no blame here, no shame. My interest is just how can we each allow wonderful and marvelous things to happen in our own lives. For me, I like to place my hands on my heart and with conscious intent, conscious meaning with true awareness and from my heart. Intent is magnified, you know, when it comes from the heart. And true conscious intent can bring energetic action. So with conscious intent, I call on grace to help me feel worthy at every level of my being. And I intentionally consent and align to betterment. And I breathe in and connect and merge with universal light and love, and I bring that higher light and love right into my system, and I sense them flowing through all aspects of my being, throughout my energy and my physicality, all the way deep into my bones. And light, and certainly love, outrank disease and injury. And the light and the love that comes in know what to do and where to go. Still, I keep a focus on allowing the light and love to flow into areas in need of healing, and to visualize that occurring, and I add my own inner light, and I give those areas in need of healing the gift of light. We are vehicles of light, and we're evolving very rapidly, and our light levels continue to increase, and healings are more likely than ever before. I believe we are each able to call it and claim it and welcome it and anticipate it. And if we doubt the ability to heal, that can also create a block to it occurring. So if we feel resistant or doubtful, I wonder, could we at least allow ourselves to wonder how good it could be? Allow ourselves to wonder how good it can be? Allow ourselves to imagine an optimal outcome? And as we do this, we open an energetic, vortex that can soften our doubts and open us to higher possibilities. Whenever I become concerned over a health issue, I remember that power that is so mighty that it can organize the elements which make up and comprise my constitution. That power, once more, that takes basic elements, carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and several minerals, and organizes them into a sophisticated and refined physical complex. Me. And instead of focusing on any health concerns, I imagine instead how good it could be, how optimal it can be. And my energy shifts, and this can pave and soften a path to improvement. And I know it can be challenging, especially when we've been indoctrinated into beliefs that such and such is not possible, but says who? I do believe, just as so many others have experienced marvels of healing or of support or of incredible timing and synchronicities and so forth, all manner and types and sizes and variety, that we all can. And our mind can indeed be incredibly powerful and influential in our healing, but it is our heart that has a clearer communication pathway to our body, a freer pathway to communicate with all aspects of ourselves, including our higher aspects. So we can tap into our hearts. Our hearts, by the way, that resolutely know that anything is possible. And our higher aspects also know that anything is possible. So we can decide how it should actually be our healed body, and we can tap into our hearts and share that it's time to create optimal health and allow our hearts to continue that communication throughout our body and beyond, that it is time to create this, the optimal health. And as we imagine our life better, pain-free, healed, unencumbered, whole, and imagine the healing already occurring, and feel the feeling of happiness, of elation. We live in a healed state. When we imagine that, we can better facilitate that healing in the highest way and outcome. And once more, it's really of no consequence that others may believe something cannot or is unlikely to occur. That need not deter us. We can improve. We are evolving, and we are supported in our desire to upgrade and heal. And the more light we can bring in, the better. So many people are improving. Conditions that have historically been called degenerative or irreversible or healing, anything is possible. And we need to slip a quick break in here, but we'll be right back, and I'll come right back in and share more wondrous and wonderful examples of healings. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website. BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back, where we've been sharing examples of wondrous and wonderful healings. Let's get right into another one. A medical research institute published a peer-reviewed case report of a woman who was classified as blind for 12 years. She had juvenile macular degeneration, and according to the report, she was instantaneously healed after her husband prayed for her, and her eyesight has remained 20/40 or better for over 40 years since the healing event. And let's get right into another one. Here's another marvel of healing. This is an example of a 40-year-old woman in Florida who fell unconscious from a rare situation. I'm going to look at my notes here. It was an amniotic fluid embolism that occurred during a cesarean section, and according to the doctors, They tried to revive her from an unconscious state for 3 hours, including 45 minutes of that without a pulse. And the doctors decided to bring in her family into the operating room to say their goodbyes, and just then the woman's heart began beating on its own. And she suffered no brain damage and made a full recovery. Her baby girl was healthy and happy, and the doctors are also calling this miraculous. And so let's keep going. Here's another example of a boy who, when he was born, no one could be sure he would make it very long. According to the records, he was born, and I'm going to look at my notes to get this right. He was born with chronic pseudo-obstruction syndrome. His stomach was paralyzed and part of his intestines, so essentially part of his digestive system was shut down. He couldn't eat anything. He couldn't even drink water. Anything he took in would get spit up, anything he swallowed. And before long, as you might imagine, he stopped growing and started losing weight. And according to the doctors, there was no cure or treatment, but the doctors did attempt several surgeries without success before coming up with a more permanent solution. They decided to connect a feeding tube directly into his intestines, bypassing his stomach completely, and put a second tube in his stomach to pump out compounds like saliva and bile and so forth. And as part of this, two plastic ports were permanently installed on the left side of the boy's torso. And from that time on, the boy grew up relatively healthy and normal, except that he couldn't eat. And any time he'd try to eat regular food, it was vomited back out. And eventually, when he was 16, he and his family sought intercessory appeal. That is to say, they asked another person to issue a request for assistance from the divine. And when the appeal began, the young man said he could feel something happening. He said he felt a pulse in his stomach, felt like an electric shock go through his shoulder and through his stomach. And later that night, the 16-year-old wanted to try eating, and he enjoyed the first real meal of his life, and it stayed down. And he never had any further complications and never used the feeding tubes again. The tubes, according to the reports, have been removed. Now there's two healed holes where the ports were. And the doctors said they were stumped by this turn of events that they considered unexplainable. So it might be helpful to remember, if we wish to, that we might not be in situations that are finite. We can overcome things. We are each connected to our soul, and through the dexterity and the immensity of our soul and our connection to the universe and the powerful higher force that supports us, we can transmute things. Anything is possible. And here's another example coming from a hospital. This is a man who went to the hospital with chest pains, and he collapsed at the hospital, and according to the reports, he flatlined for 40 minutes. And the doctors, of course, tried all they can to revive him, but they had no success, and the man's extremities had already started turning black from cyanosis. So the cardiologist signed a death certificate, and the cardiologist said that immediately after, he was inspired to pray, and he called another doctor in and asked the other doctor to try shocking the man just one more time. And after one shock, the man's heartbeat immediately returned, and it was normal. Now, the doctors were actually concerned because after just a few minutes, it's often believed, you know, without oxygen, it's often believed that irreparable brain damage sets in. But the man who had been declared officially deceased for 40 minutes had no brain damage. And here's another example of a man who went into cardiac arrest at a hospital. In this case, he was considered deceased for 1 hour and 50 minutes. And his wife, a physician, was brought in to say her goodbyes, and she called to the divine for healing. Well, the heart monitor then registered a heartbeat, and the attending doctors were concerned, believing that he would have brain damage since all his organs and systems had shut down. They basically thought he would just be put on and have to remain on life support. But 3 days later, they confirmed there was no damage anywhere, and he went back to work, consulting at a hospital. So we have examples of those that are conscious experiencing wondrous healings and those that are unconscious experiencing wondrous healings. And healings and those that are unconscious, those especially make sense to me because when we're unconscious, we tend to be more relaxed in any doubts we may have about the possibilities of miracles or doubts about whether wonderful things could happen to us can tend to be quieted. And, you know, healing forces can flow. And when we're conscious, we can participate with the power of our will to call for healing. We can insist upon and welcome our highest potential. We can tap into and sense into our optimal health blueprint, align with it, imagine ourselves in vibrant and optimal health. And it can take discipline sometimes to focus on improvement, on improvement, on improvement. I know. But whatever it is we have going on, if we can allow ourselves again to wonder what the highest possible outcome could be, at least, and imagine and envision, or at least allow the highest possible result, and lean into our hearts, and imagine how elated we're going to be when we have improvement, and feel that feeling in advance, and maybe even imagine ourselves sharing our story with others to inspire them. We can welcome in our healing, and you know, doing that before we sleep, and as importantly, or even more importantly, as we awaken, can let those improved images and sensations slip more easily into our energetic fields. And I want to encourage, we're each worthy of well-being. The better off we are, the better we feel, the more blessed we are, the more we can contribute to the greater good, and we are certainly worthy of contributing to goodness. When we agree that we can improve, our situations can improve, when we align and lock in with that, that it is possible, good things really can occur. And timing, as I've talked about in previous shows, can be a factor, meaning we may be on track and perhaps even destined to heal something, but it might need to occur in appropriate timing. Now, I am not suggesting there's some ogre, some menacing tyrant outside ourselves saying we must wait X months or X years as part of some penance. No, no, that's not what I mean. Rather, there could be valid and actually quite supportive reasons why the timing needs to be right. Perhaps we need to be strong enough in another area or in order to undergo a healing. Because at times, healings come with the letting go of something. It's a physical or emotional level that can sometimes be uncomfortable and physically or emotionally symptomatic. And we may perhaps need to be in an appropriate state, including being ready to transcend whatever non-physical issue could be underlying the physical. For me, when I'm ready and can exchange resistance and doubt for loving intent, I can feel the power shift, and my heart and my soul then can anoint the healing, and it begins. We can ask for betterment. We can ask for sacred assistance. We can call on original light and love, and we can transmute that which is not helpful and deliver us to betterment, and we can know that it will happen in divine timing. And let's put in another break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit barbarastarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website. BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and thanks for staying with us. And today, we've been sharing examples of wonders and wondrous healings. And let's get right into another example, another medically documented case study. This one of a woman who had been dealing with cancer for several years until she got to end-stage cancer, end-stage lymphoma, where tumors had grown and spread all over her body, and she eventually fell into a coma. The hospital oncologist told her husband that although his wife's heart was still beating, he told the husband that she's not really there. The oncologist reportedly told the husband that it was too late to save her, that her organs had shut down, and she had tumors, some of them the size of lemons, throughout her lymphatic system, from the base of her skull to below her abdomen. And her brains and lungs were filled with fluid, and she had skin lesions that were now weeping. And the oncologist told her husband she won't even make it through the night. Well, not long after, she came out of the coma, and her doctor said to the family, don't get your hopes up, her kidneys are still failing. But the next day, her kidney tests came back normal. And within 6 days, her tumors had shrunk, according to the reports, 60%. And that improvement, the shrinking of tumors, continued in the coming days until the woman reported that she felt magnificent, every pain and ache, also her sadness and her sorrow were gone. And the hospital test confirmed the physical healing. It's just wonderful. And if you wish to, you can find information from so many different sources. For example, Harvard University Press, as one example, has case studies of deaf people healing, blind people healing, all medically documented. For example, a woman from Canada who had diabetes and had been considered officially blind for 12 years, very similar to the story I shared earlier. She was healed instantly of her blindness, all documented. She was not healed of her diabetes, but she was healed of her blindness. It's just terrific. And something else, now these may not be considered miracles, but certainly life-changing for so many people, where so many have been liberated from their debilitating migraines, just from removing all artificially scented perfumes and body sprays, artificial air fresheners, artificially scented candles, and other artificial chemicals from their body and their environment. These turnarounds are life-changing for so many people. And now, certainly, there are multiple reasons people can have migraines, but for those that have experienced them from exposure to artificial chemicals and odors, and after removing them now find relief, may not be a miracle, but certainly a blessing. Now, let's go back to another marvel of healing, also documented, a young boy from Norway. He was in constant pain as a baby, and he couldn't absorb nutrients naturally, so somewhat similar to the example we shared earlier. As a result, his muscles progressively wasted away. He then had epilepsy and other conditions, and all documented by professionals at hospitals in Norway. And he was expected to die several times, and he, with much help, though, and with IV nutrition, was able to continue on until he was 11 or 12. Then his parents were told by one of the doctors if they wanted to make memories of their son outside the hospital treatments and the machines, that this might be their last chance. So they went to a retreat with music and devotions, and at the retreat, a young man stood next to the ailing boy and asked him what was wrong, and the ailing boy shared what was wrong. And then an appeal was made by the young man, an earnest request for healing from the divine. And after that, the boy and his parents went to a restaurant so his parents could get something to eat, keeping in mind that from a baby, the boy couldn't absorb nutrients naturally. Just a small amount of food or liquids would make him quite ill. So for the boy, he absorbed his nutrients via IV. But the boy and his parents went to a restaurant, and suddenly the boy wanted to eat solid food. He had a craving. He asked his parents, and although they were scared and reluctant, they let him try, and he was able to eat. His parents were still concerned. They wondered if they should rush him to a hospital, but he seemed okay. His parents still said they wondered if he would make it through the night. Well, he did, And then he was asking for all sorts of foods. He told them, I have 12 years of eating to catch up on. And his muscles started growing back. And they went back to the doctors in Norway who had been treating the boy, and they said, this cannot be medically explained. Just incredible. And I love learning and sharing these marvels of healing. To me, it's very inspiring, and they indicate what we are capable of achieving. Yeah, we are products of our thoughts and our beliefs as well as our environments, but we are also products of our souls. And we are founded in light. And we are eternally linked with the ever-present higher source light. And with that, and with the dexterity and the majesty of our souls, we have access to abilities that are magnificent and profound. And there are many things we can do. We can call in higher light. We can call in original source light and love to transmit that which is unhelpful, to deliver, help deliver us to betterment. Whatever earnest request or sacred appeal, whatever feels right to you, if any. And when we love our lives, when we have passion for what we do, or passion for what we contribute, or the relationships we have and want to continue those, our passion for life raises our vibration and allows more well-being to flow into our lives. I did a show on finding our passion a few months ago, and our passion for life fuels our life force. When we are happily engaged in our lives, following our passions, loving to live, we can feel the energy and we can feel our vitality. And if we do not love our lives, why not start now to create a life we love to live? And along that, let me give you this example. This is of a man in his mid-50s who had what was diagnosed as inoperable head and neck cancer. And it had progressed so far that the doctors told the man's family to start planning his funeral. And soon after, the man was sitting on the steps of a run-down old church. They said it was a century old in his hometown. And he said to the divine that he wanted to do something for the Lord before he left the earth. He wanted to fix up the church, to fix the paint and the leaky roof and the dilapidated steps and the rotting floorboards. And he asked the church's association if he could repair the church in exchange for a key to the front door so he could go in any time he wanted to worship. And he told the church association that it might take a while, as he had just undergone 3 rounds of chemotherapy with 40 rounds of radiation. And he'd lost over 65 pounds, and the church association said yes. And the man worked on the church. As he did so, he felt himself growing stronger, and he reported that the more he worked on the church, the better he felt. And at one point, he no longer needed the strong prescription pain medication his doctors had prescribed, and the oncologist reportedly told him, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And as the man continued to repair the church, his medical scans revealed that his tumors were shrinking. And after 4 years, the doctors were able to remove the feeding tube that had been, years earlier, had become necessary, the one they said he'd have for the rest of his life, and he was able to eat solid food again. And after 5 years, the church was restored, and ultimately, the man's tumors were fully gone. And he was reclassified as officially being in remission and no longer needing follow-up tests. And let's take another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Hi there, welcome back. Today we've been sharing examples of wondrous and wonderful healings, and let's get right into another example, another medically documented healing. This of a young 16-year-old who was seriously injured in a dirt bike accident, and he had fallen off his dirt bike, and he was run over by another rider. His left arm was crushed with, according to the report, bones piercing through the skin in three places. And at the hospital, the doctor said there was only a 20% chance they could save his arm. And after 7 hours of surgery and three pins inserted, they were able to save his arm. It was crooked, and it was 3 inches shorter than the right arm, but it was saved. And 6 weeks of traction followed, and the young man was able to experience 50% movement in his arm. And after physical therapy, he was able to get up to 65% movement. And then it stayed that way, with no more progress for 32 years, where his left arm was 3 inches shorter than his right arm. It was crooked, 65% range of motion. And so in that 32nd year after his accident, the now nearly 50-year-old attended a service at a church where a healer was present. And after the service, people lined up to see the healer, and the man with the injured arm asked for a prayer for his wife and for a friend, saying nothing of his own injured arm. But the healer saw the man's injured arm and asked if he could pray for him too, and he said yes, and so he did. And it seemed initially that nothing happened, but after the injured man got home and sat down, he said he felt, in his words, I'm going to look at this, an overwhelming presence of God, he said, came over him. It started at his head, he said, and he felt warmth like he had never felt before, and it moved down his body slowly. And when it came down his shoulders, he said he felt his injured arm begin to move out, and he could feel things moving at his elbow joint, which had been crushed in the accident. And he said it felt like things were being knitted back together, but it didn't hurt. Then instantly, his arm returned to a length that matched his uninjured arm, and he had 100% range of motion. And it was again categorized as medically inexplicable and sudden and permanent. It seems to me that we really are not alone. We have an incredibly powerful partner always with us on our journey. Not only our higher aspects, with higher sight and higher knowing, that knows more than we do, that sees more than we currently can, and knows what we can handle and how we can grow. The finest teacher and ally we could ever possibly ask for is with us. And I believe we also have a sacred, heavenly, incredibly powerful partner. Now, as always, I never want to even attempt to talk anyone into my way of thinking. I'm just sharing examples of wonders and wonderful and marvels of healing for each of us to interpret however we wish. I believe it's always best if we each tune into our own knowing and come to our own conclusions on these matters. In any case, and notwithstanding of perhaps varying beliefs on how and why, if we are facing something that distresses us, we perhaps can, if we choose, to recall that wondrous healings do happen frequently, of all types and variety, to all different manner of people and all across the planet. And if they can happen for some, they can happen for all. And if we have something that distresses us, we do not need to deny that, but attend to it as a worthy being, a being worthy of betterment, a being worthy and in their full authority to improve their own life, a worthy being accompanied by an even more powerful partner, however you wish to think of that. Anything is possible, and often our challenges are incredible opportunities for transformation. Our challenges can be opportunities to recreate at an even higher level and to know ourselves in a new and better way. And focusing on that better way, focusing on that improvement, knowing that can happen, trusting that it can happen. And perhaps it might help to remember that we are vibratory beings. We and most things really are both matter and energy. Physicists do reinforce that at the particle level, all matter is really just energy. So matter and energy are interconvertible. And it's common knowledge that we're made of cells, and at a smaller level, those cells are made of atoms. And those atoms, as I've said in other episodes, are mostly made of space. I think we know that. So we are mostly space, made of vibrating atoms. We are more space, actually, than we are matter. So this realization can perhaps help us to realize how fluid we have the potential to be and help us rise above challenges that we once believed to be so solid or entrenched or unchangeable. And the more we consider the spatial aspects of ourselves, the more fluidity we allow for transmutation and for change. And what we once believed to be unyielding or unchangeable, we can attend to through our vibration. I've also mentioned in previous episodes the work by Les Femme called Open Focus, working with the space, allowing space to enter to facilitate healing. And this can be very helpful for many conditions, especially those involving discomfort. When we allow space, we can release blockages and allow more light to enter. So if we identify a frequency, whatever it is, that we do not wish to align to, we can, if we wish, stop investing in it and supporting it, and we can withdraw our energy from a lower frequency and align to something higher, to something better. One way to do that is to focus on betterment. Persistently and consistently. Everything is a frequency, and frequencies can change. It does not matter so much what has occurred up to this point. We can turn anything around, I believe. Whatever we're dealing with was born of the way we used to be, and we can change. We are fairly fluid, really. It seems that too often we spotlight and draw attention to what we do not want instead of withdrawing energy from that and instead focusing on what we do want. And I do understand the challenge. We're in this together. And I coach myself regularly to focus on what I want, focus on what I want, focus on what I want. And it's so much less draining and so much less distressing and so much easier and so much more empowering to focus on and invest our energy in what we do want. And it may help to live in the power of our resonance and benefit from magnetism in order to attract what we want. In other words, to go ahead and act and feel as much as possible as if we are fully healthy and we are blessed and we are supported, whatever it is we want, to be in the energy of it, and we can resonate with those things and draw them in. And there are many wondrous things out there that happen all the time, and they can happen with and for us. We really are amazing beings, and just our existence alone makes us worthy of improvement. It is no matter that others may believe something cannot or is unlikely to occur. What matters is what we believe. How fun to experience that these things, including miraculous healings, are possible. Our majestic and wise soul knows this to be true. Our heart knows it to be true. Research has shown time and time again, wherever our anticipation goes, our body follows. And we're going to put in one more quick break here, but we'll be right back with our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we'll talk a little bit more as we wind up the show with some additional inspirations. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old ad. adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic and expensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back. It's wonderful to me, and yet not surprising, how our bodies can heal. Sometimes over time, sometimes quite rapidly. As energetic beings, we live as frequencies, and frequencies can change. And eager anticipation of betterment and gratefulness in advance is a powerful force that can draw improvement to us. And the moment we are in accord and alignment with healing, we are healing. That process has started. Anything is possible, and when we consent to that, we open doors. And as we transcend challenges, we light the way for others. We demonstrate that it is possible. And so thank you for joining us today, and please do join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, third Wednesday of each month, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.